This is Johnny Bergeson with another in the series, The World's Most Complete Course in Horse Training. On this lesson, you will learn how to teach tricks. It will be very helpful for you in teaching tricks if you will first review the lessons on horse psychology. A thorough understanding of horse psychology will help you immensely in teaching your horse tricks. You should teach your horse several simple tricks before attempting to teach him more difficult tricks. The horse will catch on that he is learning tricks. He will learn that he is learning to do some unusual things, and it will make it easier to teach him the more difficult tricks. The first trick is shaking hands. This trick is very easy to teach, and it may be the first trick you will want to teach your horse. It will build confidence between you and your horse if you teach a simple trick before advancing to the more difficult tricks. To teach this trick, you should have a riding whip and an ample supply of carrots, apples, or grain. Some people like to hold their riding whip backwards when teaching this trick. You can hold your riding whip in a normal manner, or you can hold the end of your riding whip that you normally tap your horse with, and use the other end of your riding whip that you would normally have in your hand to use on your horse. Stand in front of your horse with the riding whip in your left hand. Say shake, and tap the horse's front leg with a whip above the fetlock and on the rear side of the foreleg. That's on the horse's cannon bone. He should raise his leg. If he doesn't, tap him a little harder. If the hoof comes off the ground at all, praise him by saying good, or that's right, and give him a pat on the neck. It's a good idea to decide on a word or a phrase that will tell the horse that he has done something right. You should use that same word or phrase every time your horse does something new that is right. You may wish to use the word good, or you may wish to use the phrase, that's right, or you may wish to come up with something of your own. If you do this, your horse will soon catch on that when he hears this word or phrase, this is the action that you are trying to encourage. It will help in teaching other tricks. Now, if your horse has raised his leg and you have praised him, wait a moment before beginning again. Say shake. Tap his cannon with the whip. When his hoof comes off the ground, take hold of his pastern and pull his leg forward and up. Let go and praise him. Now give him a reward of food. Repeat the process of tapping the rear side of the cannon twice more, and that should be enough for the first lesson. Let the horse rest. Just as with humans, the horse learns more when he relaxes after a lesson. He learns more because he has a chance to think about his lesson. The following day, give him his second lesson. You could give the same lesson later in the day, but you should leave at least half an hour between each lesson. And the horse will learn much more quickly on separate days than in two lessons on the same day. Although your horse will learn quicker if he has two lessons in one day than just one a day. But if you are only going to give two lessons, he would learn the most by having them on consecutive days. Give the horse a chance to lift his hoof after you say shake, before you tap him with the whip. When his hoof comes up, grasp his leg and pull forward and up. Follow his action with a reward. His action was to allow you to lift his foreleg forward and up. It won't be long before the horse will lift his leg up on the command, shake. The first time the horse lifts his leg after the command, whether it is in the first, third, or subsequent lessons, reward him and the lesson is over. The very first time he lifts his leg on his own, reward him, praise him lavishly, and the lesson is over. Always reward effort or a new accomplishment with the lesson being over. You will still have to pull his leg out and up, but in a short time he will be doing it all on the command, shake. As the horse progresses, do not reward with food every time. Studies have shown that learning in animals is quickest if a reward of food is not always consistent. In other words, sometimes the horse should be rewarded, and sometimes not. But any time he learns something new or does something better than normal, if he shows real progress, give him a reward of food. After the horse has accomplished the trick, you should gradually change to a reward of only praise. Now, occasionally, you may want to throw in a treat, but for the most part, you should just praise him. But this is after the trick is thoroughly learned. How to teach your horse to kiss you on the cheek. You'll need some popcorn, apple slices, or carrot slices to teach this trick. You also should have a short stick with a point on the end, although a popsicle stick will do. place the desired reward on the end of the stick. Hold the stick up to the horse's mouth and let him eat the tidbit. Place another tidbit on the stick and hold it out about 6 to 10 inches in front of the horse's nose. He'll reach to take the food. Place another tidbit on the stick. The horse is learning that you are feeding him from the stick. Hold the stick behind your back. Give the command, cheek. Place the stick with a tidbit at your cheek as you offer your cheek for your horse to kiss. The horse should lift his head and nose to your cheek and use his lips to take the tidbit. Wait a moment. Give the command, cheek again. Take the stick from out of sight to your cheek again. The horse will again take the tidbit, but his lips will go to your cheek because that's where you're holding the tidbit. Repeat this process several times and the lesson is over. During subsequent lessons, give the horse a chance to raise his lips to your cheek before offering the tidbit at your cheek. In other words, say cheek. Wait for your horse to put his lips to your cheek. If he doesn't, immediately raise the tidbit to your cheek so he will lift his muzzle to your cheek. The first time he raises his head and gives you a kiss after you've merely said cheek and without you raising the tidbit, praise him lavishly. The first time he does this, just offer him so much praise that he wonders what's happening. Say good boy or that's all right and give him a number of treats from your hand to show your appreciation, and the lesson should be over. In later lessons, as he progresses, you will give the treat in your hand after he has given the kiss. In other words, you will say cheek. The horse will give you a kiss on the cheek, and you will give him one treat out of your hand as a reward for doing so. Still later, you will merely reward the horse with praise. How to teach a horse to kiss you on the lips. The procedure is almost identical to the procedure to kiss you on the cheek. Please be careful. It's possible during training that your horse could bite off a piece of your lip or nose. I've never heard of this happening to anyone, but a horse has very powerful jaws. It's unlikely, but it is possible that he could bite a slight piece of you off. Should you decide to teach this trick, whatever you do, do not put the tidbit in your mouth to offer it to your horse. You can teach the trick by putting the tidbit in your mouth, but it greatly increases the possibility of the horse taking a bite out of you. If you've already taught the horse to kiss on the cheek, wait several weeks for it to become firmly established in his mind in order that your horse will remember the difference between the two types of kissing. Place a tidbit on a stick. Stand directly in front and facing your horse. Offer the tidbit on the stick to your horse. After your horse takes the tidbit from the stick, repeat the process again, but this time make the horse reach halfway to your mouth to get the tidbit. Now he realizes he's being fed and you are really ready to start the training part of this. Standing directly in front of your horse, you should say, kiss. Raise the tidbit about a half an inch from your lips. Don't place it against your lips, as your lips and nose protrude slightly, and occasionally the horse will attempt to bite off the tidbit from its surroundings as if he was biting off grass. In other words, sometimes he will attempt to bite it off as opposed to taking it in his lips. The horse won't be consistent in this, but you only need to get your lips in the way one time to have a very painful experience. Believe me, I learned this lesson the hard way. I had the tidbit held in my mouth instead of on a stick. It was a very painful experience. Repeat the command, kiss, and offer the tidbit at your lips. Several more repetitions, and this lesson is over. The first time you give the command, and the horse raises his head to give you a kiss before the tidbit gets there, really praise him and feed him the rest of your treats. This lesson should be over. Shortly, you should be able to say kiss. Your horse will give you a kiss, and then you give him a single treat out of your hand. Gradually, you can decrease the treats and merely offer the horse praise for giving you a kiss. Occasionally, I still suggest giving him a hand-fed treat as a reward, but it's not necessary. And it is especially not necessary to always give a hand-fed treat as a reward for giving a kiss. Sometimes, you can just give praise. Shortly, after your horse knows this trick, you will need to place a tidbit on the stick again and alternate the commands kiss and cheek to make sure that he learns the difference between the two types of kissing. If he goes for the wrong area, place the tidbit in the proper area, and then after pausing, repeat the same command over again. In this way, you can teach your horse that you still want him to kiss you both ways. Sometimes give one command, sometimes give the other command. If he kisses you in the proper place, praise him and give him a treat from your hand. If he kisses you in the wrong place, offer the tidbit in the proper place to show him that he was to put his lips in a different position. He might have thought that the new way of kissing was merely an improvement upon the old way of kissing. You should show him the difference by teaching him with a tidbit that there are two different places where he can kiss you, and he should kiss you at the place you tell him to. How to teach a horse to stand on a small platform or pedestal. Make a very sturdy platform about 4 feet by 4 feet. This should be very sturdy. It should be about 4 feet long and about 4 feet wide. It need only be 6 inches high. The height is not important for this platform. Lead your horse up to the platform. Give the command, mount. Lift one of the horse's front hooves onto the platform. Then squeeze on the other front leg that is on the ground. Squeeze his front leg on the tendon behind the cannon bone. The reason for this is to get the horse to take his weight off the leg that is still on the ground, which necessitates the horse putting weight on the leg that is already on the platform. Then lift the leg from the ground, placing the hoof on the platform. Praise your horse and feed him some grain or treats if he stands with both front feet on the platform. Remove him from the platform, and the lesson is concluded. You don't try to get all 4 feet on the platform in the first lesson. For the next lesson, give the command mount. Repeat the lifting of both front legs to the platform. Praise your horse. Say good boy, or that's right, and reward your horse with a hand-fed treat. Later, when your horse will readily place both front feet on the platform, encourage him to place them farther on the platform. When he's relaxed, lift his left hind leg onto the platform. Now squeeze the tendon behind the cannon bone on the right hind leg. Lift the right hind leg slowly onto the platform. If your horse steps off, repeat the whole process over again. When all 4 legs are on the platform, praise your horse and reward him with a hand-fed treat. The lesson is over. Let him know that you appreciate his effort. It won't be long before your horse will eagerly step up onto the platform with all 4 hooves whenever you give the command, mount. When your horse will mount the platform on command, it is time to decrease the size of the platform. A good size might be 2 feet by 2 feet. You had a platform that was 4 feet by 4 feet. You can use the same lumber from your platform of 4 feet by 4 feet by cutting some of the boards in half to make a platform of 2 feet by 2 feet. You can also increase the height of the platform somewhere between 12 to 18 inches in height. You can use the same wood that you used for the first platform to build the entire new platform. Of course, if you are going to teach several horses to mount platforms, you might wish to have one larger platform to begin training and build a second platform out of different lumber for the final stage. That way you could teach as many horses as you wanted without continually having to build platforms. Bring your horse to the new platform and give the command, mount. He will step up, but may need some help and practice to stand with all 4 feet on the smaller platform. You may have to go back and start all over again, almost as if he had never mounted a platform before. But I doubt that this will be necessary. He shouldn't have any problem getting his front feet on the platform, but he may need a little help getting his hind legs on at the same time. Practice daily. If he mounts the platform once a day, that's sufficient. In a short time, your horse will have no difficulty in mounting at all and standing on the platform with all 4 hooves. If you want the size of your platform to be smaller, you can reduce it to perhaps even 18 inches long by 18 inches wide. How to teach a horse to pray. There are several ways to teach a horse to pray, and several things which are called praying as far as a horse is concerned. One thing that you can do is to follow the instructions that I give on how to teach the camel stretch. Sometimes a horse doing a camel stretch is said to be praying. But in this section, you will need a platform or box for this method of saying prayers. You could utilize the same small platform used for teaching your horse to mount a small platform. Care must be taken so that your horse does not confuse these two tricks should you use the same platform. Let him learn one of these tricks thoroughly before you progress to the next trick. Separate platforms will help your horse to distinguish between the two tricks. A very sturdy wooden box would also work for this trick. But remember, whatever you use must be extremely sturdy. You wouldn't want your horse to fall through it and injure himself. It should not be higher than 2 feet, nor less than 1 foot in height. I would think that 12 to 18 inches is a good height for your platform or box. Lead your horse up to the box. Stop him. The lead rope should be fastened to the halter ring underneath your horse's chin. Run the lead rope between his front legs, that is under his chest, between his front legs, back toward his belly, and then out to the side where your hand is. Give the command, pray. Lift your horse's left front hoof onto the box. Squeeze the tendon on the rear of your horse's left front leg and also lift that hoof to the box. Wait for your horse to relax. Now, if you've already taught him to mount a small platform, this won't be any difficulty, but you will have to prevent him from attempting to mount this box that you're using to pray. You may need to use the halter lead rope to hold him from going any farther forward. Now offer your horse a treat in your hand and place your hand in the position where you want your horse's head to go, which is between his front legs. In other words, your horse is standing with his two front legs on a platform or box. You want him to lower his head between his front legs. Therefore, you offer him a treat from your hand between his front legs. You could also pull on the lead rope slightly to encourage him to put his head down and appear to be praying. Go slowly. The first time you may have to be satisfied with your horse only lowering his head 6 or 8 inches, perhaps even 4 inches. If that's all he will lower his head, give him a treat in that position. He may have difficulty putting his head down. This is very strenuous, and he may also be worried that he might fall. Proceed slowly, and your horse will develop confidence. Once is enough for the first lesson. This position is hard for the horse to hold. He may strain himself if you push him and try to make him go too quickly. In a very short time, he will go all the way down to get the treat. The first time he takes the position, after the command pray, immediately lavish him with praise and treats. But don't always give the treats between the legs when you are training him. You want him to be rewarded after he takes the proper position. You don't want him to be always rewarded when he is in the proper position, as later he will not want to do the trick because he will think that he is no longer getting his treat at the time that he expects to. In other words, you give him the treat when his head is in the proper position. You hold your hand between his front legs, and when he lowers his head to the position, you give him a treat. Sometimes you wait a few moments or until the trick is finished to give him the treat. But the first time he mounts the platform and puts his head in the correct position upon the command alone, you lavish him with treats. These treats are given after he has taken the position. You want him to associate his reward for doing a job well done. He gets his reward after he has completed the trick. Still later, you can gradually discontinue the treat as a reward. Occasionally, you can give it, but you may not always want to give a treat. But you always should praise him, and you should always tell him that he did a good job. How to teach a horse to mount a high pedestal. It would be easier if you teach your horse to mount a platform, a small platform, or to teach your horse to pray before teaching this trick. You will need a box or platform somewhere between 2.5 and 3 feet square. A 2-foot square platform may be sufficient. Fasten a 2x4 onto the platform at a 45-degree or perhaps a 50-degree angle. The 2x4 should be of sufficient length to be able to rise about 2.5 feet above the platform. In other words, you have a pedestal. When you face the pedestal, this 2x4 is attached to the side of the pedestal, and the 2x4 goes at an angle away from you, and this would be at about a 45 to 50 degree angle from the ground. However, at the start, place the 2x4 so that it only rises about a foot or so above the pedestal. In other words, for the finish trick, the 2x4 sticks up perhaps 2.5 feet above the pedestal. But for the beginning of the trick, you will have the 2x4 lower. Later, you will unfasten it, and have the 2x4 extend up farther. At the top of the 2x4, fasten a small board about 6 inches square and place this small board horizontal to the ground on top of the 2x4. The illustration in the textbook will be a big help to you. Let me describe the position and what will happen. For this trick, the horse will walk up to the pedestal, place both front legs on the pedestal, and then he will lift his left front leg high into the air and place it on the small piece of wood which you have fastened to the top of the 2x4. He will have one leg on the small platform and the other leg will be on top of the 2x4. Actually, it will be on top of the 6-inch piece of wood which is fastened to the top of the 2x4. This is a very striking position. Now to teach this trick, lead your horse up to the pedestal. Give the command, pedestal. Place one of your horse's front hooves on the platform, and then the other hoof. When your horse is relaxed, lift his front hoof to the top of the 2x4. Place one hand on the left leg, stroking it, while you praise him and reward him with a treat from your other hand. Your horse may not want to keep his leg on the 2x4, therefore you should stroke this leg, pet it, and praise him while he is holding the leg in the air, or actually with the hoof on the top of the 2x4. After a moment, give your horse a cue to step down and lift his left hoof up and off and set it down on the pedestal. One time is enough for the first lesson. In subsequent lessons, you may ask the horse to mount the pedestal several times. The first time he does it on his own after you give the command, pedestal, the lesson should be over, but lavish him with praise and treats. Later, when he will mount the pedestal every time on command, you are ready to raise the height of the 2x4 in order that the 2x4 be almost as high as your horse's elbow. In other words, you will want your horse to lift his left front leg very high above the platform and place his hoof on top of the 6-inch square piece of wood which is on top of the 2x4. As I said before, this is a very striking position. Practice daily, and in no time at all, your horse will do the complete trick eagerly. How to teach a horse to pretend to be vicious. I don't recommend that this be one of the first tricks that you teach your horse. Your horse should be very well trained before you teach this trick. This trick is easily taught, but it is very impressive. Think it out well before teaching this trick. If people who are afraid of horses are going to use this horse sometime, the horse may play this trick on them unexpectedly. If you give the horse a definite command to start acting vicious, and a definite command to stop acting vicious, you probably won't have too much trouble. But if you don't have definite commands to start being vicious and to stop being vicious, if someone who is afraid of horses comes around, your horse may start to do this trick and act vicious towards them. Now to teach the trick. Turn your horse loose in some type of fenced-in area and let him relax while getting acquainted with his surroundings. You don't want him to be concerned about his surroundings or have other distractions. A bullpen is an excellent location. Perhaps the horse is already acquainted with these surroundings. If so, just leave him alone for a moment. Now, after he's been alone for a minute or two, or for a while if the surroundings had been unfamiliar, walk up to him. Tease him a little or play with him a little, but basically do this while facing his head. All the while, pretend to have a fear of him, pretend to be afraid of him, and start to run away from him. Be satisfied if he looks like he will follow you, or perhaps he might even chase you. If not, keep trying and act like you're really afraid of him. It won't be long and he will decide that he can make you run. He will lay back his ears, look vicious, and chase after you whenever you act timid and fearful of him. If you stand your ground and show no fear of him, he will revert back to his old self and immediately be as gentle as ever. Praise him for being vicious when you wanted him to. In other words, once you stand your ground, praise him for being vicious. You can't praise him while he's chasing you, but once you stand your ground, after he's just been a little bit vicious towards you or acting like he was vicious, that's the time to praise him. He wasn't really vicious, but he play acts. You don't want your horse to play he's being vicious should someone who is afraid of horses come to visit you. Therefore, you have to teach him a cue such as to say vicious or angry or mean. Pick out a word, pick out a cue, and after your horse begins to act vicious when you run and act fearful of him, you will be ready to begin using the cue. Give the command and then begin to run and act timid and fearful. It won't be long and your horse will start to associate the command with the actions, and he will learn that the command is the signal and not your apparent fear. When he is acting vicious, just as you are about to stand your ground for him to stop, give him a command to stop. I would suggest saying, "All right," or "That will do." Let your horse learn that you also have a command to stop acting vicious. The command for him to stop acting vicious shouldn't be your merely standing your ground. You should have a definite signal. Then if someone who is timid or fearful of horses should come along, your horse is unlikely to act vicious towards them. You can use the same cue to have your horse stop doing several different tricks. In other words, when your horse is on a pedestal and it is time for him to come down, you can say, "That will do," and the horse will come down. Now, if you have taught your horse that "that will do" is the conclusion to a trick, when he is acting vicious, you say, "That will do," and he will understand that acting vicious has also been concluded. If you have not taught your horse that, you will have to teach him that "that will do" or "all right" means that the trick is over. Then on future tricks, when a trick is over, you can simply say, "That will do," and the horse will quit doing the trick. He will understand that he has done enough, that he has done what he has been told to do, and that the trick is over. How to teach your horse to come when called. There are several methods to teach this trick. I will explain two of them. For the first and perhaps simplest method, to teach your horse to come when called, you should call your horse every time that you feed him his grain and every time that you have a special treat for him. You may want to whistle for your signal, or you could use your horse's name. If you whistle every time you have feed for him, he'll soon associate the whistle with feed. If you call his name every time you have feed for him, he'll soon associate his name with feed. He will want to come to be fed. He'll eagerly come to you after a very short time. Always reward him until the trick has been established for a good long time. Even then, you should occasionally reward your horse with food and always with praise when he comes to you when he is called. If you call him to do something that he might consider unpleasant, he might start to become sluggish to come on command. In other words, don't call your horse and then tube worm him, or don't call him and then do something else that he may dislike. That's a very good way to teach him not to come when he is called. He will think, "Oh boy, I don't want to get tube wormed again. I'm not getting near my master right now. That was very distasteful last time." Another method, and perhaps a more effective method to teach your horse to come when called, is to fasten a long rope or lunge line to your horse's halter. Walk to the end of the rope, leaving the horse behind. Call his name and then give a tug or a jerk on your lead rope or lunge line. The tug should cause your horse to take one step. Give another tug and he should take another step or two. Give another tug until you can get your horse to come to you. When he comes to you, praise him. Now walk away from him again. Wait just a moment. Call your horse's name. Pause just an instant and give a pull on the rope. When he comes to you, give him a hand-fed treat this time. But don't necessarily give him a hand-fed treat every time. Repeat this process over and over, and you can teach your horse to come when called. Now I suggest that you only do this for 4 or 5 times in the first lesson. In subsequent lessons, you can do it 4 or 5 more times. Now for the next lesson, call your horse, but give him a chance to come to you before you jerk on the rope. It shouldn't be long before he will come to you on command alone. You should always have him in a fenced-in area while teaching this trick. When he is coming to you readily every time you call, you can remove the rope and call him no matter where you are. Soon he will come to you when he is in the pasture, or no matter where he is when he hears your voice calling him. If a whistle was your signal, he will come when he hears your whistle. No matter what he's doing, he will come. At least that's the intention of this, and if you teach this trick thoroughly, he will come. You may wish to use a combination of these methods of teaching a horse to come. Utilize the second method of the rope, plus at every feeding call your horse's name, or every time you have a special treat that you have brought to the pasture or stall for him, call his name. Use the rope method of giving the jerk, in addition to this, Anytime you have a special treat or anytime you're going to feed him grain, call his name. You will be utilizing both methods at once. Even if he's in a stall and standing right beside you, call his name and dump in his feed. In no time at all, he will associate his name with feeding. He will also associate his name with a command to come to you, and utilizing a combination of both methods, you can also teach your horse to come when called. How to teach a horse to roll a barrel with his nose. Acquaint your horse thoroughly with barrels in order that he understand what they are and that he needs to have no fear of them before you attempt to teach this trick. It might be a good idea to use another horse around the barrels that is familiar with barrels if your horse is already not familiar with barrels. To begin teaching this trick, lead your horse up to a barrel which is laying on its side. Put a small handful of grain on the barrel. Your horse will reach for the grain. If he pushes the barrel at all, say roll and praise him. Give him some more grain in your hand immediately if he pushes the barrel in the slightest, and the lesson is over. If not, place more grain on the barrel and continue to place grain on the barrel up to say 10 times before ending the lesson. If at any time he pushes the barrel, praise him and end the lesson. In the next lesson, if your horse has still not pushed the barrel, you should give it a little push just as he reaches for the grain on the barrel. Say roll just before you push it. Walk your horse up to the barrel, drop some grain on it, and give another little push just as he reaches for it, and praise your horse. Then give him some more grain out of your hand. Repeat these actions over and over, and it won't be many lessons before your horse understands what is expected of him, and he will eagerly roll the barrel on the command, roll. Every time that he is to roll the barrel, give the command, roll. When he does seem to understand, discontinue placing grain on the barrel and merely tell him to do it. When he does roll the barrel, give him a reward from your hand and praise him. Later he will do it just for the praise and a loving pat as you gradually decrease the frequency of the hand-fed treat. This trick can be a lot of fun for your horse. I think this is a trick that is good to teach your horse just because it is something that once he learns, he will really enjoy doing. Now you should teach your horse to push the barrel several times in succession. If he doesn't go to do this on his own, as soon as he has pushed the barrel one time, lead him up to it again and give the command all over again. Give the command, roll. He'll push the barrel again. Lead him up to the barrel, give the command, roll. And when he pushes it for the third time, say, that will do. This tells him that the trick is over. Pet him and praise him. You can gradually increase the number of times that he rolls the barrel. Sometimes have him roll it twice. Other times have him roll it 4, 5, 6, or even 7 times before saying, that will do. He shouldn't roll the barrel a specific number of times. He should continue to roll the barrel until you tell him to stop rolling the barrel. This trick can really be a lot of fun for your horse. Horses like to push things in front of them with their head. It's also a very cute trick. How to teach your horse to put his head on your shoulder. Stand directly in front of your horse, but just off to the one side. Your horse's head should be straight towards your ear on the left side of your head. In other words, you are facing your horse, and if your horse was to lift his head forward towards you, the side of his head might touch your ear. In other words, he's in a position where he could put his head on your left shoulder. You give the command, shoulder. With your left hand, lift your horse's head up and place it on your shoulder. Stroke his head, pet him, and say, that will do. Lift his head off and give him a treat. You will have to repeat this quite a number of times. But just repeat it a few times during this first lesson. It will take several lessons for your horse to catch on to what you want him to do. You will say, shoulder, and he will make an attempt to put his head on your shoulder. When he does this, you should really praise him. When you say, shoulder, he puts his head on your shoulder. When you say, that will do, he puts his head off. This can be a very affectionate scene. Or you could use this to show people that your horse understands just about anything you say. And you can say, put your head on my shoulder. Your horse will lift his head up and put it on your shoulder. This is something that just takes a lot of repetition. There's no secret to it. All you do is lift his head up and put it on your shoulder every time you give the command shoulder. When you are done, you say, that will do. Now, while his head is on your shoulder, you can have your left hand on the side of his face. In other words, if his head wasn't in your way, you could move your hand straight over and touch your ear. But you can stroke his face instead and make it a pleasant experience for him. Express a little affection to him and make it something that he really enjoys to do. It can also be a simple trick. This is the end of Section 23. This is Johnny Bergeson with Section 24 of the World's Most Complete Course in Horse Training. This is the second section on how to teach your horse to do tricks. How to teach your horse to nudge you in your back and push you along. The horse should be bridled with the curb strap or the curb chain removed. If you leave the curb strap on, your horse will want to raise his head rather than lower it to push you. The curb strap tends to tighten under the chin, which raises the horse's head. You don't want this. You want the horse to lower his head. It's possible to use a halter and rope, but the horse may not lower his head enough with a halter and rope. You can try it if you want. Place your horse in the corner of a corral or the corner of a fence. It's best to have a fence running behind your horse and a fence running along his right side. If you put him in a corner, you can accomplish this. Stand directly in front of your horse. Turn and walk straight away from him. The reins should be held in your left hand and not more than 20 inches from the bit. As you walk away from your horse, pull gently on the reins to have him walk directly behind you, and also keep a snug hold on the reins to keep his head down. Take 2 or 3 steps and then stop with your back still toward your horse. His natural reaction will be for him to want to push you out of the way. If not, then take 5 or 10 steps and stop again. The horse sooner or later will want to push you out of the way. Now do not hold your reins in your right hand. Normally you lead a horse with him being at your right side, but for this trick you want him directly behind you. If the reins are in your right hand, the horse is more apt to try to crowd between you and the fence in order to be at your right side. You have the horse with the fence at his right in order that he can't walk on your right, because you are walking as close to the fence as possible. Therefore, the horse has to follow directly behind you. That is, the horse has to follow immediately behind you, not to the left and not to the right. The reins should be at the left side of your body and be held in your left hand. You're trying to get the horse to walk forward in the same path that you are taking and to keep his head down in order that when you stop, you will be smack dab in the middle of his legs and he will give you a push with his head. Take just a couple of steps and stop. Take 2 or 3 more steps and stop. Take a couple of more steps and stop. Try to keep your horse right at your back. You are teasing him, you are leading him, and then you stop, almost causing him to bump into you. In a sense, you may annoy him just a little bit and he will give you a push with his nose to get you out of the way. The first time he pushes you, say push. Praise him and reward him with a treat. 5 minutes is the maximum time you spend working on this lesson. We don't want to provoke or seriously frustrate the horse. In Ephesians, the Bible tells us, "Fathers, provoke not your children to wrath." This applies to horses. Don't provoke him. Now, you can play with him a little bit, or you can kid with him a little bit, but don't provoke him to the point of anger. Now, if the horse doesn't go to push you when you stop, try, after you stop, leaning back onto his head. In other words, you stop and then lean backwards onto your horse's head. Make him push you out of his way and off of his head. Keep working on this lesson every day, and soon your horse will push you. During practice, say push every time he gives you a push. When he is pushing you consistently every time you stop, don't wait for him to push before you give the command. Say push every time you stop before he has a chance to push you. This will help teach him that you want the push response after you give the command. Work on this lesson every day, and in no time at all, your horse will push you all the way across the corral at the command alone. When you are ready for your horse to stop pushing you, you should give the command, "That will do," or "All right." You should pick out a command that tells your horse to stop. My horse Sheik is such a master of this trick that he not only pushes me, but he starts trotting behind me, pushing me along in front of him. Sheik just loves to do this trick. Sometimes he likes to play a little joke on me, too. One day I was standing in front of the fence, or rather I was actually standing behind the fence with my back to Sheik. He was free at the time, and he decided to play a little trick on me. He came up behind me, put his head between my legs, and with a big push, pushed me right over the fence. Well, that was quite an experience. Another time, I was putting water in the water trough, and Sheik came up behind me and gave me a push. He pushed me right into the water trough. I didn't think it was very funny at the time, but later I had to admit it was funny. How to teach your horse to pretend to balk. Do not teach your horse this trick until he is very well trained and has been ridden for at least 1 year, and preferably has been ridden for 2 or more years. You want him thoroughly schooled and submitting to you and obeying you. In Proverbs, we find a verse that tells us, "Train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he is old, he shall not depart from it." You want your horse very well established in his training when he is young, in order that he won't become a real balker when he becomes old. If you teach him to balk as a youngster, he may not depart from it, depart from being a balker, that is, when he is old. Most horses that balk for real have been taught to balk by the unconscious actions or the lack of knowledge of their handler. Now, if you're going to teach the trick of balking, it's very nice to make a club out of cloth, which you can use to pretend to hit your horse. You can make a club out of cloth and stuff it with cotton or with some other type of soft material so that you won't hurt your horse at all. Now, be mounted and face your horse towards a fence, wall, or building. Make sure that you don't use a real command that your horse has already learned means to go forward. And don't use a command that he will in the future be expected to obey. In other words, if your horse knows what get up means, don't say get up. If your horse doesn't know what the command means, you could use it as your signal to balk. However, I wouldn't use get up because someone in the future might say get up to your horse in an attempt to have the horse go forward. If you ever might sell the horse, or if anyone else might use the horse, don't use a signal that they might use to tell the horse to go forward, which of course you have taught the horse means to balk. You want your signal to be something like, "Let's go, you lazy beast," or "Get a move on, slowpoke." Pick out a command and then proceed as follows. Place your horse towards the solid building, wall, or fence. Give the command and just sort of swing your legs gently but irresponsibly at your horse's sides. If he starts to step forward, gently stop him with your reins. Now, he's got a wall right in front of him, so this will tend to prevent him from wanting to step forward. Do this a couple of times and flack him gently on his backside with a cloth club. Each time he goes to move forward, pull back gently on the reins. When he shows some hesitancy about going forward, praise him and let him stand for a moment. Say, "That will do," or you can say, "All right." Just use one of these cues, the same one each time, to mean that balking is now over. Give the command, and at the same time, very definitely, cue your horse to move forward with your legs. Don't try to teach this trick in one lesson, but take several weeks to teach it. It is really best to take a long while in teaching this trick. If you attempt to teach this trick in one lesson, your horse may really balk and not budge when the lesson is over. You would have taught him to balk too well. You'd have taught him to balk for real. As the horse progresses, after teaching the horse to balk, start to call him names in fun or jokingly threaten him. You can work up a routine that you could use with an audience. It could go something like this. "Let's go, you lazy beast." Now remember, the words "lazy beast" or "let's go, you lazy beast" is the cue for your horse to balk. So you start your routine out, "Let's go, you lazy beast. Get a move on, slowpoke. Come on, get a move on. If you don't get going, you won't get any grain tonight. Get along, you lazy beast. I'll turn you into dog food if you won't take me where I want to go. I'll give you an apple if you take me where I want to go. All right?" Notice how I incorporated the cue "all right" at the very last word in my routine. It gave the horse the signal that balking was over without any spectators noticing the signal. I then can tell the horse to go, squeeze my legs to give a definite cue to go. Meantime, I've just been swinging my legs and using the club on my horse. And the club was a cloth club, so I was not hurting him. But I've quit just swinging my legs, but I gave him the cue "all right" and gave a definite cue to go forward with my legs. The horse then proceeds along, and people would think that the horse understood and that I could bribe him to do what I wanted. Your lessons on this trick should continue at the same fence or wall until the trick is thoroughly learned. For the next lesson, take your horse 10 or 15 feet away from this fence or wall and ask him to balk. He may need to learn to balk in new locations. For the next lesson, you might want to take him 20 or 30 feet away from this old location. Then you will gradually progress to new locations. He may need to learn to gradually balk in these new locations by gradually leaving the old location where you taught him to balk. Just give one lesson a day on balking. Take your time. You don't want to teach him to balk whenever he feels like it. You don't want to teach your horse to balk for real. Therefore, follow these instructions to the letter, and you can have a very good routine to use with an audience. How to teach your horse to count, tell his age, add, subtract, divide, or perform any other mathematical function. With this trick, a horse can give the answer to any math problem whatsoever. He can appear to be extremely intelligent. Actually, what you do is teach your horse to paw the ground on cue, and you teach him to quit pawing the ground on cue also. The audience does not realize that you are cueing the horse, and it appears that the horse can tell his age or perform any math problem. Your horse can even answer questions from the audience. Now, to teach this trick, stand at your horse's left side. Take your riding crop in your right hand and tap the back of his right front leg. I suggest that you tap on the tendon behind his cannon bone. This is the same place that you tapped for your horse to shake hands. The horse should lift his leg. If he doesn't, tap a couple more times. Every time your horse lifts his leg up and puts it back down, tap it again. Tap his leg until he paws the ground with it one time. When he does this, praise him and reward him. Now, if you have difficulty in getting him to lift his foot off the ground at all in the first lesson, praise him if he even lifts his foot up in the air. But for future lessons, what you are attempting to get the horse to do, and what you'd really like him to do in this very first lesson, is to paw the ground almost as if he was frustrated. Horses naturally paw the ground when they get bored or frustrated, or don't particularly care for something. The horse knows how to paw in this manner, and if you tap his leg a sufficient number of times, sooner or later he will fall into this pattern. If necessary, tap his leg. He'll lift it up. When he puts it back down, tap it again. He'll lift it up. When he puts it down, you can tap it again. You can teach your horse to paw in this manner. But the chances are, in one of these lessons, he is going to paw the ground two or three times. He will actually strike the ground with his hoof, and he will continue to strike the ground with his hoof for one, two, or perhaps even three or four more times. As soon as he does that, praise him. Give him something to eat and put him away. The lesson is over. Practice these lessons until all you have to do is point your riding crop at your horse's left front leg, and he will begin to paw. Now you should be standing beside him. Point your riding crop at his left front leg. If he doesn't respond, tap his leg until he paws the ground. Now you need to teach your horse to paw the ground as long as your riding crop is pointing towards his left front leg. When your horse will paw the ground any time that you point your riding crop at his left front leg, you are ready for the second phase of this trick. The second phase of this trick is to teach your horse to stop at any given moment. Take your riding crop and point at your horse's left front leg. He will begin to paw the ground. When you are ready for him to stop, raise your whip and bring it up underneath your horse's chin and just tap him lightly under the chin. It will startle him and he will quit pawing. Now don't hit your horse. Just tap him lightly with a whip and he will quit pawing. After several experiences of being tapped with the whip, your horse is going to quit pawing as soon as he sees your whip move. Point your whip at your horse's hoof. When his leg is in the air about to come down, lift your whip up to tap him on the chin. Practice, and your horse will soon catch on that he needs to stop as soon as your whip is pointing away from his hoof and starts to point up. Your whip doesn't need to be pointing directly up in the air, but it should point up to perhaps a horizontal position, and later it won't even need to point up that high. Now take your whip and point it at your horse's left front leg. Decide in your mind that you want him to count to five. He will paw the ground four times. When he raises his leg to paw for the fifth time, that is the time that you raise your whip. Your horse's hoof will come down, and it won't come back up again. Now if your horse goes to put his hoof back up again, tap him under the chin. He should have stopped when you raised your whip. Now, the reason that you raise your whip when your horse's leg has just come off the ground to make another paw is because if your horse's leg is already on the ground and you raise your whip, your horse has already intended to raise his leg again, and chances are he won't have time enough to stop. Therefore, when he is about to make the last paw, when he has just lifted his leg in the air to make the last paw that you want, move your whip slightly. Take it from the position pointing at his leg to a position which is higher. Lift your whip up, and your horse will stop. You can use this to make your horse count any number of times. You can also come up with other signals for counting if you so choose. But if someone were to ask your horse what was 3 minus 2, you could point at your horse's leg. As soon as he lifted his leg, point your whip up, and his hoof would come down, and it wouldn't come back up again. 3 minus 2 equals 1. Your horse can tell his age or answer any mathematical question. It is a very simple trick, but it can look very impressive to your friends. You want to practice with your horse until he gets the cues down very thoroughly and that you barely need to move your whip. Later, you'll only have to take your finger and point it at his leg if you practice enough. How to teach your horse to answer questions yes or no? There is a very simple way to teach your horse to nod his head yes. Horses move their head down to their chest to chase away a fly that is about to bite them in the chest. Of course, they also move their head down to chase away a fly that is in the process of biting them in the chest. You want your horse to imitate this action. Take a pin. It could be a straight pin or something similar to a straight pin. A safety pin will work, but it's better to use a small pin or a very small nail with a fairly sharp point on the end. Push this pin through the end of a stick. Stand in front of your horse and touch your horse on the point of his chest with a pin. Now you can hold the end of the stick, and on the other end of the stick is the pin. You move the stick towards your horse's chest, and the pin will touch the horse on the point of his chest. Now, right where you touch the horse is where his chin will go to chase away the fly. Now you don't need to prick your horse. You can take this pin and just sort of tickle your horse. Move it around a little bit on his chest, and it will feel as though a fly is about to bite him, and he will nod his head. If your horse won't nod his head, then use the pin to slightly, ever so slightly, prick the horse. But it's really not necessary to prick the horse if you kind of play with the pin on his skin a little bit to make the horse think that there is a fly bothering his chest. Now, he may not actually think that there is a fly bothering his chest, but he will feel like a fly is moving around on his skin, and the horse will almost instinctively put his head down to bite at his chest or to chase the fly away. Practice these lessons over and over again. It won't take many lessons at all, and all you will have to do is point your whip at your horse's chest and he will nod his head yes. You have been pointing a stick at his chest, and he's been nodding his head yes. Try to get him to nod his head yes before the pin actually touches him. Then just transfer this to the whip. Now, the first time that your horse nods his head yes, you should reward him. After that, don't reward him unless you see improvement. Improvement would be the first time he nodded his head yes without you actually using the pin on his chest. This would be when he just saw you point towards his chest. Later, you will be able to use very slight movement for the horse to realize that you want him to nod yes. You could even perhaps use your fingers to point towards his chest. You will start out using the whip, or rather the stick, to point at his chest. The stick has a pin on it. If he doesn't nod his head yes, you then use the pin on his chest. And after that, you can take the whip and do the same thing. You won't need the pin in the whip because the horse will have learned what it means when you point at his chest. If you point at his chest with the whip and he does not respond, take the pin and then you can prick him. I say then prick him because he knew what to do and he didn't obey you. Now just use a very light prick. This isn't like a prick where you would draw blood or try to jab the horse. It is just a very light prick. Just like a horsefly might bite the horse. Well, maybe not a horsefly, but a housefly. A horsefly does draw a substantial amount of blood. You can then transfer the cue to merely your finger. Point at your horse's chest. If he doesn't respond, take the stick with a pin and cause him to respond. Then point at your horse's chest again. When he nods his head, praise him and give him a treat. Now, to teach your horse to say no, you can use the same pin and just tickle your horse on the top of his head between his ears. It will feel as though there is a fly up there, and he will shake his head no. Don't prick your horse on the top of his head. Now, there is another method that you could use. You can put your finger in your horse's ear. tickle your horse's ear a little bit and remove your finger. Your horse will shake his head no. Now, to teach this trick, you can use either of the two methods that I just described to you, and you may want to use caution with sticking your finger in your horse's ear. The reason I say to use caution is because you don't want to teach your horse that any time something gets around his ear that he has to shake his head. It might be very difficult to clip his ears if you were too successful in this trick. In other words, if you were so successful in teaching the trick that if he just thought of something coming close to his ears that he shook his head, you would be unsuccessful in training your horse because you wouldn't be able to clip his ears. However, if you are careful, I think that you can use this method. As a matter of fact, that would be the method that I would recommend to use when teaching your horse to shake his head no. What I suggest that you do is simply stick your finger in your horse's ear, move it around just a little bit, and take it out. Your horse will shake his head no in just a moment. It will probably only take just a few seconds. He might wait about 5 seconds, but it tickles him. Give your horse a treat and praise him. Stick your finger back in his ear again. Take it out, and he'll feel tickled. It just tickles him, and he just feels like he has to shake his head no. When he shakes his head no, give him another treat and praise him. Shortly, when your horse sees you reaching toward his ear, he will shake his head no. You want to teach your horse that when you point towards his chest, he will shake his head yes, and when you point towards his ear, he will shake his head no. Now, you also could use a verbal command. You could use the word no, and every time that you tickle his ear, you could say the word no. Your horse will learn that when you say the word no, that it is associated with a tickle, and he could learn to respond to the word no by shaking his head no. You will then reward him. Later, when he hears your voice, he would want a reward, so he will shake his head no. Now, the first time that your horse shakes his head no by just the sight of your finger pointing towards his ear without anything actually tickling him, praise him, reward him, give him a treat, and let that lesson be over. This is a very simple lesson to learn. Now, all you need to do is let people ask your horse a question. You indicate to your horse whether he should nod his head yes, shake his head no, or whether he should count out an answer with his hoof. People will be amazed. It will appear as though your horse can actually communicate. Now, when pointing your finger toward your horse's ear, make certain that you are in a position that the horse will not misunderstand if you would go to clip him. Make certain that it is quite a bit different than if you were going to clip his ears or do something around his head. How to teach a horse his left from his right. Your horse can actually learn his left from his right, and he can look in the appropriate direction to indicate left or right. To start off teaching this trick, I suggest that you stand directly in front of your horse's face. He should have a halter on and a lead rope. You should say left, and then immediately, with a halter and lead rope, bend his head to the left. Hold his head in a position in which he is looking left. Talk nicely to him, say that will do, and allow his head to come straight back around. When his head comes back straight towards you, give him a treat and praise him. Then repeat the process over again. Use the command left, then turn your horse's head to the left. This will take time, but over a period of several lessons, the horse will start to learn. He will start to catch on to look to the left when you are telling him to look to the left. When your horse looks to the left by your command alone, when he starts to learn this, you are ready to begin teaching him his right. First, you will say left, and you will insist that your horse look to the left. You will say that will do, and your horse will look straight around to the front. You then will say right. You will push your horse's head to the right and hold his head to the right until you say that will do. When he puts his head around forward again, you will reward him. Now, sometimes you should reward him when his head is looking towards the right, and sometimes you should reward him when his head is looking towards the left. Always insist that he hold his head looking in the direction that you tell him until you say that will do, or give another command such as all right that tells him it is okay to look straight ahead again. Your horse can really learn to understand the difference between left and right, but it will take a lot of practice on your part. Now, sometimes you're going to have your horse look right before you have him look left. The reason that you do this is so that he will actually learn the difference between the two. Now, another method to teach your horse to look left and right is to put a surcingle on him or a saddle that has D-rings. You will need 2 pieces of stout cord. Baler twine or other rope will work. One piece of rope will be held in your hand. This piece of rope will go to the ring in the surcingle or to the D-ring in the saddle, go through the ring and then back to your horse's halter, and then be tied to the side of your horse's halter. You will then do the same thing with the other piece of rope, only do this on the other side of the horse's head. You then say to the horse, left. You pull on the rope in your right hand. This causes your horse to turn his head to his left. In other words, the rope that is in your right hand goes to the left side of the horse. It goes through the ring and then back to the horse's head where it is attached to his halter. When you pull on this, it will turn your horse's head to the left. Your horse will have to turn his head to the left because of the pull. You should speak kindly to him, give him a treat while his head is in this position, and praise him. He doesn't have a lot of choice in turning his head, but make him think that he is just a grand fellow for turning his head. Insist that your horse keep his head turned to the left until you say, that will do. At this time, you can say, right. Pull on the rope that is in your left hand. This will turn your horse's head to the right. Give a treat to your horse while he is looking right. Go through this process several times and your first lesson can be over. In future lessons, try to give the command and give your horse a chance to respond by looking to the left or to the right prior to giving a pull on the rope. If you are not using the rope method, give the horse a chance to turn his head prior to pushing or pulling on the halter in order to cause him to look left or right. Now, if you really want to teach your horse the difference between left and right, sometimes you should have your horse look right and then follow that by having him look left. Other times you should have him look left and follow that by having him look right. If you always have your horse look in the left direction first, he will only learn that the first direction I look is this way and the second direction I look is over that way. If you really want your horse to learn the difference between left and right, alter your commands. Sometimes have him look left first and sometimes have him look right first. This has to be done started in the early training of looking to the left and looking to the right. Needless to say, a horse that knows his left from his right amazes people. My horse Sheik has literally amazed thousands of people because I would simply say left and he would look to the left. I would say right and he would turn his head to look to the right and people just could not believe their eyes. Horses aren't dumb, they're very intelligent. But horses need to be taught which direction is which, and they can demonstrate some of this intelligence. Once you teach your horse his left from his right, he can understand it, and he will obey you when you indicate left or when you indicate right. How to teach your horse to do the end of the trail act. Actually, the end of the trail is a position, a scene. The horse is mounted on a pedestal, and his head is held very low. Now, to do this, all you need to do is teach the horse to mount the small platform as was previously taught. Once you have taught your horse to mount the small platform, you can pick out a command that you will use for the end of the trail. You could use the word end. You could use the word trail. You could use the word lower. You can use any word that you want. I will use the word lower. All right, your horse is now standing with all 4 feet on the small platform. The horse has been thoroughly accustomed to mounting this platform. Sometimes when he mounts it, you will merely want him to mount the platform and to get off when you tell him to. Other times you will want him to mount the platform and do the end of the trail. Now I suggest that when your horse mounts the platform, you give the command, whoa, or whatever command you use to stop him. Now when you go to teach the end of the trail, simply take a treat. Your horse has already mounted the small platform. You've given the command mount, and your horse has gotten all 4 feet on the platform. You then say whoa, or whatever it is you use, and then you give the new command lower. Offer your horse a treat down by his hooves, down between his front hooves. Attempt to get him to lower his head until his nose is down by his knees. If he lowers his head, give him a treat. Now if he doesn't, then raise your hand up and get your horse to lower his nose not quite that far. Praise him when he lowers his nose any amount at all. When your horse lowers his head, say whoa or hold or whatever command it is you use to tell your horse to stay in a certain position, that he has done something right and you want him to stay in that position. Get your horse to understand that you want his head to go lower. Encourage your horse to put his head lower. You can also have a halter and lead rope on him, and once he puts his head down, apply gentle pressure in an attempt to keep his head down. You want his head to go down by his knees. Now, sometimes when he mounts the platform, you will simply say, "That will do," and he can get off. Other times, you will say, "Lower," and you will attempt to get him to lower his head. When you offer the treat, he will lower his head. Now, in a short time, your horse should begin to lower his head as soon as he hears the word lower. Sometimes, don't offer the treat until after you've said the word lower. Say the word lower, and then offer the treat. As soon as your horse gives any indication of lowering his head prior to you offering him the treat, that is, when you've merely given the command lower, really praise him. Let him know that that is what you wanted him to do. When his head is low, give the command whoa, or whatever the command is that you use to have him stop and hold a position. This is helpful in many tricks. When the horse reaches the proper position, you give the command whoa, or hold, or some other command, and this will tell him to hold his position. It may not work the first time, but when you use it with a series of tricks, it will soon teach him to hold the position. Now, if you don't wish to use the word whoa, you can use the word hold, as I said before. Every time your horse takes a position that you want him to keep, use the word hold and praise him. Shortly, he will learn that the word hold means to hold a position. Now, when you want your horse to do the end of the trail act, all you have to do is have him mount a pedestal, hold his head down until such time when you say, "That will do." When you say, "That will do," he can lift his head up and get off the pedestal. How to teach your horse to drink from a bottle? Actually, you don't really need to teach him this trick. Once he finds out that there is something good in that bottle, he will love to drink out of it. What I suggest is that you take some soft drink, some type of carbonated beverage, and have this placed in a bottle, or purchase it in a bottle. A regular soft drink bottle will work, or you can use some type of plastic bottle. I prefer the regular soft drink bottle. Now, you'll find that most horses like grape pop or grape soft drink. Grape soft drinks just seem to have a good taste to horses. They also like colas. Now, take the soft drink bottle and shake it, and allow the carbonation to fizz out. Shake the soft drink a number of times. Let the fizz out, and then repeat this process several more times. The carbonation on your horse's tongue could have a slight distaste to him. Now, once you have done this, pour a little bit of the soft drink on your hand and lift the palm of your hand, which has the soft drink on it, up to your horse's muzzle. Let him take a taste of it. He'll find out that it's something good. Now, take your left hand and place it under your horse's jaw and lift your horse's head up. With your right hand, place the neck of the soft drink bottle in the bars of your horse's mouth. That's the same place the bit goes. Place the soft drink bottle in the side of your horse's mouth and simply pour a little bit in. He'll be very happy to drink it, but it may take a while before he develops a taste for it, but you can teach your horse to drink soft drinks in this manner. At least you can claim that you taught your horse to drink soft drinks in this manner. Actually, he will like some brands of soft drinks without any coaxing on your part. Most horses really like grape. If you want, you can have him choose between brands of soft drinks. You can say, "Do you like such and such a brand?" He can shake his head yes, and then you lift the bottle up and stick it in the corner of his mouth, hold his head up, and pour. You can judge the rate of pour or the rate of flow by watching the bottle and seeing how fast it is going out. After you remove the bottle from his mouth, hold his head up for just a moment longer, or you may find that you get slobbered on with some excess soft drink that he hadn't yet swallowed. How to teach a horse to cross his front legs. It is helpful if you have a lariat. Place the loop around your horse's left front pastern. Now, your horse should not be a horse that is about to run off. If there is any danger of your horse running off, you wouldn't want the lariat attached to your horse. He should also have a halter and a lead rope on. Now, you could use a short rope if you don't have a lariat, and tie a slip knot or make a knot similar to that is in a lasso. The loop should be around the horse's right front pastern. You stand at the horse's left side and face in the same direction that the horse is facing. Give the command, "Cross." Bend over and pick up his right front leg. Use the rope that is looped around his leg to pull his leg towards you and let it fall across his other front leg. Now, the first few times, you will have to actually lift his leg over and place it in front of his other leg. Stroke his leg while it is crossed, and you can say whoa, or you can use the command hold. Stroke his leg and just attempt to calm him. Praise him, give him a treat, but keep your hand on his leg and keep stroking it during the first lesson. You can say "that will do," and then lift his leg so that he can put it back. When you say "that will do," he may put it back on his own. Now repeat this process, and during the whole first lesson, every time you have him cross his legs, you should stroke his right front leg while it is across his left front leg. Now I suggest that it may not be necessary to use your rope in the first lesson, but you want the rope on just in case he attempts to lift his leg across. It will take a little bit of effort and coordination for him to learn this. Therefore, when he attempts to lift his leg, pull on your rope to help your horse lift his leg in the proper position. Help him pull it across. He's pushing it, but you help him pull it across. You can pull, which helps him push his leg across in front of his other leg. Now for his second lesson, give the command, cross. If your horse attempts to lift his leg to cross it, praise him and lift his leg across in front of his other leg. As soon as your horse makes an effort to do it on his own, really praise him and the lesson is over. If he doesn't pick this up in the second lesson, that's okay. It may take 10 lessons before he will actually make an attempt to cross his front legs. You must be diligent. This trick takes a lot of time and just practice daily if you expect to succeed. This trick is not difficult, it just takes time. Your horse has to learn coordination. Give the command, cross. When your horse lifts his leg, you pull it. Now you may need to use a riding crop. If you have difficulty getting your horse to lift his right front leg when you say the command cross, use your riding crop underneath your horse's belly and tap your horse's right front leg on the rear side of his cannon bone. That's below his knee and above his fetlock. Tap your horse and this will cause him to raise his leg. Then with your rope you will be able to pull his leg across in front of his other leg. Later, as your horse progresses and is able to do it on his own, you can remove the rope and merely give the command to cross, and your horse will cross his front legs. Now, as with all tricks, they take time. You must practice and practice and practice if you expect success. Sometimes it will seem as though your horse is barely progressing, and then all of a sudden he will just seem to catch on and he will be able to perform a trick.